State officials say they decided to review the lease after a handful of tribes raised concerns that the agency didn't consider all the impacts from the pipeline that stretches from Cook Inlet over the Alaska Range and into the Upper Kuskokwim region. Five tribes from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta and South Central regions praised the decision to review the right-of-way lease decision, but Department of Natural Resources spokesperson Dan Sadler says the agency still stands behind its original decision to grant Donlin Gold the lease in January.
We hope that by additional conversation about it, we can make that clear to everybody. So you know, we're just taking more time to make sure that everyone agrees with the decision we made and give people the opportunity to read it more thoroughly and to comment again if they'd like to.
The pipeline is part of the massive infrastructure Donlin Gold needs to build before it can start operating its mine. The pipeline would ship gas from Cook Inlet up to the mine site, where it would fuel a gas power plant that powers Donlin's operations. Donlin Gold has said residents in the nearby villages could tap the pipeline to fuel their homes instead of relying on expensive diesel fuel. But the tribes that object say the pipeline is too risky. The pipeline would cross streams that could house fish and possibly hurt subsistence hunting and fishing. Mark Springer is the executive director of the Rutikahinyut Native Council in Bethel, and he praised the decision to review the lease again.
And what would you see as the ideal outcome coming from the additional review?
Is that the right-of-way wouldn't be granted?
Springer says the outcome ONC ultimately wants is no mine at all. But DNR Sadler says that DNR is likely not going to stop the project from moving forward in the permitting process. Sadler says the agency's regulatory structure is not designed to stop it.
The public gets a chance to opportunity to comment, but we can't guarantee that everyone's going to get their own way all the time.
So far, DNR is only accepting public comments and has no plans to schedule a public hearing. Sadler says the state has already gone, quote, above and beyond with 11 public hearings over the pipeline.
There is no statutory requirement to have more public hearings on the remand decision. In fact, the law is kind of silent on that.
The public has until November 9th to submit their written comments to DNR. Sadler says people need to focus on how DNR considered the cumulative impacts of the pipeline in their comments. For KYUK News, I'm Christy Schallenberger.